That's where it's at.
Morning. I would like to open up the meeting for the Grove Community Services District regular board meeting for December 10th, 2024. It is 10:01 a.m. Let's start the call to order. We just did that. I'm sorry.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Director Wiadrowski is going to attend remotely, so we need approval from the board to permit her.
I do the roll call first approval here on this chair.
That we had to, in order to for her to be included in the roll call, she has to get.
Approval from the board to permit Director Wiadrowski to attend the meeting remotely due to a just cause situation.
I'm going to do that.
Motion was made by Director Armstrong, seconded by Director Swan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Say nay.
Okay, and just so that you guys know, she did send me a message. She will be remoting in shortly, and then I will be calling the vote by roll call because she will be in attendance.
Awesome. Okay, so now we will do the roll call for the board.
Director Moore.
Present.
Director Armstrong.
Here.
Director Swan.
Here.
Three here and two athletes.
And then when Janice does log in, we will announce that she has joined us.
She's here.
Okay.
To approve the order of agenda.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
Awesome. All in favor, the motion was made by Director Swan, seconded by Director Armstrong. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Okay. Members of the public, for public comment, members of the public are appreciated for taking the time to attend this meeting and provide comments on matters of district business. Public comments are subject to a 3-minute time limit, 10 minutes on any individual topic. Although no action can be taken on items not listed on the agenda, please know we are listening carefully to your comments. She wanted me to read this part of the agenda. Please email your comments to the board at gcsd.org, write public comment in the subject line. In the body of the email, include the agenda item number as well as your comments. If you would like your comment to be read aloud at the meeting, not to exceed 3 minutes of staff's tables, prominently write, read aloud at meeting, top of the email. Telephonic electronic comments during the meeting, the board president or designee will announce to the opportunity to make public comments by voice and in writing, and identify the cutoff time for submission of written comments. Comments can be emailed in advance of the board meeting and up to the time of board consideration of item during the meeting. Send email to board at gcsd.org and write public comment in the subject line once you've joined the board meeting. Online, use Zoom, public comments can also be submitted using the chat function while in the Zoom meeting in the body of the email or chat included. Include the agenda item number. Board president will also public comment be made verbally prior to consideration of each agenda item. We'll explain the procedure for making verbal comments during the meeting. Once public comment, closed comments timely received in advance of consideration of the agenda item will be read aloud prior to the board action on matters. Comments received after the close of the public area comment period will be added to the report, added to the record after the meeting.
Okay, and it looks like Chief would like to say something because he has a little yellow hand up.
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Your volume went way down just a second ago for some reason, but it's okay. I just wanted to say good morning. Sorry I couldn't be there with you. You wouldn't want me there with you.
Sounds like it.
but all is well, and I'm just enjoying the show here. So I was going to actually protest the 3-minute timeline because you know me, I got to go on forever. You're in good hands. I'm
we
done.
Hope you feel better.
I will.
Feel free to chime in as we're winging it here without you. Alrighty, so first we're going to start up with the staff reports from our fabulous fire department.
Hello, everyone. Josh Chen, fire captain from the Groveland Fire Department. This is our staff report for November 2024, and it was a relatively slower month for us. As far as operations, on November 24th, we did have a vegetation fire off of Baretti Road, which was a half acre of grass and was contained at 1.5 acres. And the cause is under investigation. And on November 30th, again, had a vegetation fire off Wards Ferry Road. This one started at 1 acre and then was contained at 1.75 acres. And this one was due to residential burning, which people have to remember right now that burning is still by permit only. There's a lot of rules that come with burning by permit. And so when people want to do these large piles and things like that, open burning is the opportunity for that. We're not there yet. So still have to follow all the rules on a burn permit right now.
Do you get fined?
It all depends. Like, we fill out our LE38 and our prevention gets notified, and they get to make the determination on that type of stuff.
Right.
But yeah, just open burning, you know, is a better opportunity.
Oh yeah.
All equipment is in service, and some additional training that we had in the month of November, FAE DO attended instructor 1 and company officer 2C. We also did some hose evolutions, extrication, patient packaging, ladders, Narcan, epinephrine, and AED and Lucas. And then as far as our battalion training, we did some forcible entry and fire ground operations, which was down at the standard station. And then as far as fire department news, all of our compliance, safety compliance inspections were completed by the GCSD mechanics. Everything is in good condition and passed all the inspections. And also our still new were battery powered extrication tools had their annual service, which if you've ever seen extrication tools serviced back in the old hydraulic hose days, this is very different. I mean, you can see in the picture, he's connecting the tools to a laptop and the tool pops up on the computer and it's very different than the old hydraulic hoses and a pump.
A lot lighter too.
Yeah.
It's magic. That's amazing.
So we got all that service completed. And then as far as the month of November, it was a slower month. Like I said, 27 calls. We're at 461 for the year, which is low for us. And two of those calls were aid to the county, which were both of those vegetation fires, which are outside of the GCSD response area. And the county engine went on 12 calls in the month of November. And then also later on the agenda, it'll be up for board approval. The FEMA AFG grant application period is open again. And if you guys recall, last time we applied for a replacement type 1 fire engine. We just found out recently that that was denied. Now the new application period is open again. I want to try for a type 1 fire engine again. And so that's what we have on the agenda. It is estimated to be about $1.2 million. And the other piece of the puzzle is, depending on who the manufacturer is, it could be anywhere from 2 to 4 years before we'll see the fire engine. If we purchased it today, 2 to 4 years before we'd see it. So there's a long backup with orders and stuff like that, and they still have supply chain issues, which has caused them to take a very long time to produce. And then If we were awarded the grant, it would be up to 5% that GCSD would be responsible for, so estimated around $60,000. We're still waiting on the official quotes, but that's the ballpark.
That's awesome.
No,
awesome
great
grant.
I mean,
yeah.
The application is due when?
We've come up with this issue.
Yeah.
The application closes on December 20th, so it's coming up.
Cool. Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's all put that on our Christmas list. That's
really
yeah. That's what I told
him. All we want for Christmas.
Well, good.
That approval. That approval.
No big deal.
Maybe we get Bob to go sit on Santa's lap.
but that concludes my report. Unless there's any questions.
Awesome.
Questions added? Many.
Bet you're glad you're not down in Malibu today.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
These things keep happening in December.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very much. We'll move on to the CERC report from Bob Astell.
Thank you. Travis, I attended I think it was a USDA briefing on grants, which included type 1 engines.
Mm-hmm.
So I will get that information and email it to you. I snuck a copy of the whole PowerPoint.
Sounds good.
So they were talking about the engine had to be a certain number of years old. Otherwise, they wouldn't even consider it. But there was a whole lot of other funding in that grant. I mean, we were talking, they had three different grant categories and $10 million in each. But we may not be the only ones asking for money. But anyway, I'll get that to you. And I get it to Pete. I meant to bring it today. I'm sorry. CERC is kind of quiet in November, December, because our normal meetings coincide with holidays. So we haven't had a normal meeting. We are planning a basic CERC training. And we have acquired student backpacks from Tuolumne County OES. So we would have backpack. Each student that completes the basic training gets a green backpack with lots of goodies in it. So we've got those. We have an agreement from First Life Resorts to let us use the Firefall event hall at no charge. So the training would be a Friday afternoon late, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. So we can use that for free. And they have agreed to put up and feed the instructors that will come from out of our area for the class. Nice. So we've got that. And we've acquired the student manuals. That's what's folding down the floor in the entry hall in those boxes. So all we need is the funds. And so we're going to apply to the Sonora Area Foundation for funds. I guess we'll get a motion or an agenda item for the board to approve asking them for that shortly. That's the last piece of the puzzle, and then we'll be able to have a training class. I'm expecting between 20 and 30 people.
Wow.
We've got quite a number that are interested here. The First Light Resorts would like to send two people from each of their resorts, which is Evergreen, Rush Creek, and Firefall, to the same training. So it puts them on the same page with us, and they like that idea, and we would like to certainly invite our fire friends to come and sit in the back and raise their hand when somebody says something. We've got a fire captain from the instructors would be that Dory Beats has arranged, would be the fire captain from Clovis that's used to teaching this, and a, I don't know what the next one above captain, maybe he's a captain from Long Beach. Anyway, they've been doing a lot of CERT training all over the Western United States. So that's in the works. We hope to do that during Q1. The next training in Tuolumne County would be late April in Plain Heart, but we don't have a whole lot of people here that want to drive three times a weekend back and forth to Plain Heart, so that's why we want to have one here. Next topic is that we have a handful of CERT people, I think it's six or seven, that have been cross-trained with the Red Cross. which means that when the Red Cross is asked to stand up a shelter here, we can operate either as CERT or as Red Cross. So that's a nice training. And lastly, y'all need to come on the 19th at 1 o'clock. Rachel, right? 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Go like that.
Yes.
Share a slice of pizza with us.
We've got a lot of RSVPs already.
Oh, good. So, hope to make it an annual tradition, but you can invite this time only, you can invite the guys over on Ward's Ferry.
All right, we'll make an exception.
Well, and the same goes for Brass if you want to invite them.
Okay.
So,
that's
it.
Did you want to mention anything about Red Cross being able to store their emergency equipment here?
So we have Red Cross supplies up here, so they don't have to come from afar being stocked in. One of the shelters stood up. We had 10 blankets, cots, and kits in the storage facility at CERT behind the stage, and now we have a trailer loaded with 50 sets that's parked next to the search trailer up here. So we're able to respond relatively quickly if we need a shelter. Merry Christmas.
It's fabulous to have it, let's hope we never need it.
But
right.
Nonetheless. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob, for the report and all you do. All right. Pete is online. Rachel is here. We're going to try to wing this, Bob and Pete as much as we can and move on to the. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. Louie, you're right here.
Yes.
You can just do
it. Pete can go first.
We'll do yours.
Yeah. Pretty mellow for November. Had a couple of different service lines and water main that broke. Old 120 and the highway there. Nothing too catastrophic. Guys were able to get it fixed pretty fast. Sewer side of stuff, they're out at Unit 12, still trying to locate all the infrastructure we have out there, but we're trying to get it kind of mapped out for a company to come in and do some I&I study for us. So the guys are finding stuff buried completely, and one of the pictures in the report shows it was buried about 6 feet probably. So they're able to raise that back up and get everything marked in GIS. So Adam can complete the map on that. Project side of stuff, headworks, we got it open. Up and running. It's got its little hiccups in it, but it's working pretty good. Everything's flowing through it. It's definitely a different animal than the last one that was in there, so that's good. The water fuel station right here in the parking lot, it's coming along. It should be installing the arm, which is going to be able to fill water trucks and stuff from the top of them instead of having to hook hoses up. That should be installed this week. And did all the electrical and everything, so we'll be able to light that thing up here pretty soon. Let's see, the sewer project's still on hold. We're still trying to get the second part of that, some of the remaining funding that we want to spend. We're trying to get that approved and get the project cost back for that. And that's going to be relining some of the lift stations, and that's pretty much going to be it on the concrete itself. What else is there? Pipeline project is started on Harper and Black Road there. They mobilized. They're starting to tear down there was an old holding tank up there at Tank 5, and they demolished that already, getting that out. It's where a new tank's going to set. So they're starting the dirt work on that, and they started cutting and removing asphalt going down Harper Road and Cuban Oak Flat. So traffic will be a little slow in that area if you guys get called up there, but we're running a brand new 8-inch main, so that's pretty exciting stuff.
Which I saw that.
Going around the backside of Big Oak.
Long time coming.
Yes.
Are they going to repave the road afterwards, or no?
Well, it goes by how much they have to pave. It is by the county's Dig Once policy. That road is such bad shape.
Oh, it's
that
horrible.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to end up paving most of the lane, probably. And it's kind of a single lane road, but yeah. It's so alligatored and destroyed. I don't know what they're going to do.
Oh, it is. It's horrible.
But it will have some new asphalt for sure, John. It will. I think I'm missing projects. I don't know what's going on with the firehouse. I haven't heard anything. I know all the cabinets were delivered.
Yeah, the cabinets are there. I reached out last week and just haven't heard back. I know that contractor is busy with a lot of other jobs right now. When I talked to him last, he said he had like four concrete pours going that week. And he needs to come up to make some of the like final detailed decisions. And then I think once those decisions are made, he wants to put it all together, you know, at one time. Like, and he thinks it will take 1 week. So just kind of waiting for him to have that opening, I guess, to make it happen.
Nice.
Yep. Okay.
Well, I'll probably end up reaching out to him as well to see, because it's
sounds like a remodeling project.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, it's I thought it was supposed to be done a lot faster than that once the equipment got there. So we'll check in on that. But yeah, he has been, I know he's building a brand new firehouse down there at the Chicken Ranch, so which I believe is pretty much done. But
do that for us.
Yeah, and the park project is wrapping up. They put the roofs on all the structures down there, and the planning has been done. And I think that's nice. pretty much it. Yeah,
we just need more money.
We just need more money. Bathroom did get tagged last weekend. So, nothing too crazy, nothing.
No, inside or outside?
Inside. And then the electrical cabinet outside of the park got tagged too. But some people were the travelers, I guess, from, I don't know, said Texas to Idaho to California. I don't know. Good artist, but we don't want to see that on the back. You know?
No.
So,
that's horrible. It's people killing.
Yeah.
This is where we can't have anything nice.
Nope. Yeah, we made it through the holiday. It was busy for us up here on the wastewater and the water side, trying to get everything ready to go for the tunnel shutdown, which has been, you know, kind of pushed out till tomorrow. And so we'll see where they go from there, but we're ready to rock and roll on that. So conserve your water. Perfect. We like them. Eight of yes.
Morning, Janice.
Good morning.
Hey, Janice. Logged on at 10:22.
So, no more seeing the souvenirs, huh?
I still get to see them. We're working all the bugs out, but yeah, it's internally fed now. So, you don't get to just see them rolling over the drum. They're inside the drums and they get kicked into a compactor, and then it pushes it into a big tube and pushes it in there until it starts coming out the other end. Haven't seen anything come out the other end yet, which is weird, but hey. And it's been running for a while.
It isn't going someplace else.
No, it's if it was, it's going on the floor. But
no brown drought coming up?
No, not yet. So
that used to be the worst job in the operation, to go out there with the hose and squirt that son of a gun down.
The boneless brown drought.
Boy. Some of the things that hit that screen were just indescribable.
Yep.
It's kind of like something hitting the fan.
Very much so.
Okay, kids. Can someone please approve me so I can join in on all this fun?
We did that.
You did that. Yeah, you did. Without me?
At the very beginning of the meeting.
Oh, I thought I had to be here for this. Okay, sorry about that. I could have logged in for a few seconds. That's okay.
Is anyone?
Well, thank you for that. Now you may continue with your banter. It's fun to listen to.
Are we bantering?
No.
Janice, just one of the requirements is that you do need to state whether or not anybody is of 18 or older in the room with you. And then you just have to remain on the visual screen the entirety of the meeting.
Okay. No one is at the house at the moment at all.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then that's it, but I will be taking all of the motions by roll call.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
You're
done.
Ready.
No more banter.
No, you can banter all you want.
As far as the administrative side of things have been going, it's pretty mellowed out the last month, which is nice, getting that for the holidays and stuff like that. A couple of takeaways is that I mentioned last month that we were putting together a park and recs donation letter, and those were sent out with the December billings, as well as put on our website and social media. Oh, nice. Thank you. We've received a couple $100 so far for the tax deductible end of the year, and we're hoping that it will just proceed to do well, and our plan is to send them out quarterly, so we'll see how that goes. Not sure if you all remember, got the memo or notice that admin closed the office to the public for 3 days last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So that we could hone in on the file management. And we made a very big headway getting all of these electronic files ready to convert over to LaserFish. So things are moving along really, really well. That was successful, and we actually didn't have too many people that were upset. So it's all good.
Really, nobody.
Everybody, and it was a very dead time of the month. So, Megan has been working with our AutoPay monthly billing system, and they upgraded the AutoPay options for customers to be able to customize what date they want their AutoPay to come out, which is nice because we have in the past just only been able to run it on the 20th of each month, and that doesn't give a lot of flexibility for different payment schedules and stuff like that. So the customer can now pick what date they want, and if they don't select it, then everybody that is signed up for AutoPay just automatically gets run on the last day of the month. That way we can just get ready for billing on the first. So that was a nice addition. And then we're working with Mechanics Inc. right now. We're going to be meeting next week to add a couple remote payment options so that when we're down doing movies in the park, we'll be able, we don't have to manually input everything, but we'll have a remote device where people can just tap and pay for concession stands or donations. We'll have a QR code, stuff like that. So that's a new technology advancement that we're getting current with the times, because everybody else has that. So that would be nice. Michelle, Pete, and I have been working with NDS. Again, we picked up that whole all of the rate structure and everything for the water and wastewater, parks and fire rate models. They're updating all of that, and we should be gearing up to enter into all of the rate models with you guys next month. And we're planning to anticipate a special election August 2025 for all of the rate models. So we should have updated information on that with you guys next month. But other than that, it's pretty slow. And uneventful.
That's good. Cool. Any questions, comments before we go on to
questions, comments, concerns?
Michelle is gone, so we're not going to have a financial report. And Rachel,
Pete is here if he wants to say anything.
Are you up to doing a report?
If not, you can just listen.
I'll do what I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so we also have the acquisition of the Hetch Hetchy railroad parcels that is continuing to move forward. Adam in our office and our surveyor Benchmark Engineering out of Modesto are preparing the what's called the ALTA record of survey. So it's kind of it's a very detailed process to document the condition of the properties. Yeah, we weren't intending to do that level of detail. It was more of just a simple record of survey, which gives the district enough information to make decisions about whether the properties have good title and all that. But in working with SF with the City and County of San Francisco and our title company, we decided we needed more detail. So it's a little more time, a little more money, but I think you'll be really happy when we get to the point of the purchase offer and the appraisal and all of that. So that's been a lengthy process, but Adam's done a great job, keeping with our surveyor to keep that going, and we should be at the point of doing the having the city and county will do the appraisal here pretty soon on those properties. So the other thing is we've got a surveyor that's going to be out. Rachel, you might have that date handy. That's going to finish the finish some surveying work. So there'll be a drone flying around, and that will fill in some gaps, information gaps, for the a survey for the trail, because we need to make some decisions coming up here pretty soon on the final alignment of the first section of the trail. This is our consultant, Provost and Pritchard.
Yeah, I can fill in the gaps right there. The surveyor will be here on the 12th, so it's coming Thursday, and he's gonna mainly be in the spray field areas, flying the drone, the baseball field, and the section where the resilient center is gonna be, because it's very heavily timbered and bushes and stuff like that. So
That's a beautiful part of the trail, too.
yeah. And then just to update that to the 16th, Provost and Pritchard, his group, Michael, Andy, with he used to work with WRT, and then one of their other surveyors, they're going to meet out here at the district on 1 o'clock to actually walk the entirety of the trail and looking at the first level of alignment for the trail. So I just wanted all of the surveyors to come out here prior to the meeting in person. So that is next week.
So that's exciting to have that project moving forward. Great engineer that we hired. Also, finally getting some of the Caltrans documentation up to date and correct. We had to submit documentation, go back to the California Transportation Commission to get a new project number in that ties to the Tuolumne County Transportation Council, rather than us, because if you'll remember, we didn't have a master funding agreement with Caltrans, and they said it was going to take too long to get that. So we that is moving forward. That allows us to be able to submit a reimbursement request, which is good to do right away, but just to get some cash flow and also to show progress on the project, because Caltrans has been, with the state budget issues, they're being a little bit stingy with the funds, and they're trying to find reasons to stall projects just because of the budget. But we're doing good. One thing that's taken some time, and we had to coordinate a pretty big meeting with Caltrans, is the project, the other waterline project that goes from Big Oak Flat to Groveland, that's funded by the CDBG grant through the county. We're a subrecipient. That the Caltrans permit currently allows for that pipeline to be parallel to the highway. Well, Caltrans has changed its requirements. That two things: they've classified that Highway 120 is a freeway and expressway, and I don't know how in the world they did that, or why, or when, but it puts us in. Once they did that, then there's no linear encroachments allowed unless you go through an exception process. So, because we're trying to get a permit, we've submitted months and months ago to get a permit to replace that water line. It is considered a linear encroachment, and it's disallowed. So we just found that out. We got a notice that said it could be, 3 to 6 months to review your permit request, and that would have made us ineligible for the CDBG funds. Just it seems to be one thing after another, but boy, we got some really good action from Caltrans, and they're really helping us out to get that done. So Brandon and Alfonso are working on that with the Caltrans engineers. So I don't see any problem with that. I think the timeline will work out just fine. So we should be going out to bid on that project here relatively soon as well. The LAFCO, Janice, I think it might not be a bad idea for us to have a report as since you're a commissioner. We might want to add that, Rachel, to our agenda, just kind of, after GM report, have a LAFCO commissioner report, just so that, just so that we've got it labeled. If there's nothing to report, then we don't report. But I think we've got something to report now, if you're okay with that.
Yes, I am okay. Rachel, it's okay with you?
Yep, it's okay with me.
Okay, so we had a meeting yesterday and I joined by Zoom, and it was, they were, we got a, LAFCO was presented by RGS with a additional $40,000 bill. We've already paid them $18,000 to get started. This is the remaining $40,000 that would carry them through the first 6 months. So we've gone through 60% of the $114,000 budget that we set for this year. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That budget included $50,000 for each, or I guess maybe we lowered it. At first, it was going to be $50,000 for the two MSRs, I'm sorry. And those were reduced to $25,000. So the budget came down a little bit. So now we have a remaining $50,000 in there. They've spent $64,000 and they don't want to complete the RFPs. So they're putting them on hold for now until we, after the first of the year, and then we'll have to redo the, I mean, it's kind of silly. Do it now, get it over with, but no, they don't want to. So they had an ad hoc committee meeting, and then it came across like they were just going to, we were supposed to go with everything they said, and we didn't have a lot of information. So that extended the meeting because we made them keep going over what they discussed. I mean, it was like it was their own little club and nobody else was going to know anything, but we needed to do what they said. So that didn't fly very well with the county or with me or with the other true county representative.
Janice, just a question. Sorry, when you're saying they, or is it, you're talking about RGS?
No, I'm not talking about RGS. When I say they, I mean the committee, the ad hoc committee.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So I had to remind them that the myself and the fire chief from Sonora remind them that the committee does not make the decisions. The committee makes suggestions to what they think is the best deal, presents it to the rest of the commissioners, we discuss it, and then we all decide what we're going to do. So, and we pretty much ended up all deciding what they wanted us to do because we didn't really have a choice. We don't have the money, and they want to stop the, why we don't have the money, I don't know. It's easy to adjust the budget, but they didn't want to do it at this time because maybe because the money is coming away from the county. The county will no longer be handling any of the funds or any of the payments for the RFP, the R, the MSRs. That'll be all under the new plan. And they won't be handling any of the collections of payments from the special districts or the city. So, and I had thought that, I guess I was kind of hoping that someone else from this city, county would be there, higher up, someone that maybe made these decisions, but of course they didn't show up. Jared Brandon was part of the ad hoc committee, and he had some really good ideas, and I tended to go with a lot of his because he does his homework. He just doesn't show up and then leave and then come back and try to figure it out on the spot. So he's pretty good about doing all that stuff. So let me see if I had anything else written down here. They did not give any kind of quotes on what the new costs are going to be to the special districts. I know this Mike Lucan, who is going to be our interim EO, kind of, because it's not a position he's held. He was an assistant. Anyway, he makes $157 an hour. And at but if there's other things that need to be done, they won't be having him doing it. They'll have some kind of lower paid staff doing it. So I guess that's about it. Can't think of anything else. Do you have any questions, Pete?
No, not really. Just, you know, I mean, I think the end result of the discussion was that the city of Sonora has offered to be kind of the admin manager for LAFCO, and is developing a memorandum of understanding, or you know, letter agreement or something that would document that LAFCO would consider it an upcoming special meeting, and yes, that would provide for website postings and maintenance, agenda posting, you know, maybe receiving phone calls, things like that, just doing the banking, you know, creating a fund for the for LAFCO, you know, and housing the documents, and pretty much that's about it. Just not, they're not involved in decision making, they're not involved in recommendations, they're not involved in the management of LAFCO. They're just serving, they're serving as a house for LAFCO, up right, either, also right, the meeting location. So that's right, the proposal that came out of the ad hoc committee, and you know, it just, we just didn't have a lot of time to understand all of those things. You know, we're basically, they likened it to creating a new government agency. So it's a pretty complex thing, but it's at least moving. It's the first time I saw LAFCO actually move forward in a less than 2 hour meeting and actually,
yes,
make some decisions.
And we voted for that. We all, it was unanimous vote for that to go with the, and, but of course we had to listen to Ryan Campbell's, why are you doing that? Now you're doing the same thing you wanted to get away with. You wanted to get away from the county, and now you're letting the city do it. And then the county, or then the city wants everybody to take turns doing this, which I was going to raise my hand and say, well, wait a minute, how would that work? The special districts have no other income. We don't have a sales tax like the county and the city does. We don't have any general fund. We don't have any kind of funds to support LAFCO in addition to what we have to pay to be part of LAFCO. So I don't know how we could do it for a year or 3 years, or, I mean, that's taking staff away from the special districts. So I don't know. That's still to be, hopefully by then we will have had you know, better choices of, or choices, actually any choices of an executive officer that we can work through and not have it fall under Sonora, other than a place to be and have meetings and do the money. So we'll see.
Excuse me, how long will the city of Sonora be fulfilling this function before they expect somebody else to take over?
Pete, did you have any idea on that one?
I mean, they've thrown out 3 months, they've thrown out 6 months.
Yeah.
They've said 3 years.
Yes.
I think they're just, you know, they're not wanting to make decisions on behalf of the LAFCO or the ad hoc committee. So they're open.
Right.
I don't think they know how much work it's going to be.
No.
You know, so that's, I think probably, Bob, it's going to come down to matching that with the RGS 6 month agreement through the end of the fiscal year. That's my assumption, is they'll do a 6 month agreement that matches up, and then we'll go from there.
You were mentioning a year, 3 years. So if this is going to be some sort of rotational thing at some point, you wouldn't want to do it every 3 months. I mean,
no way.
Shouldn't it be crazy?
Yeah. Too much.
Right.
Yeah. No, it would. I don't know how we, you know, with the districts, we would want to be good players, but I think we might have to do it through the chapter or something, because I don't think, you know, dropping it in TUD's lap one time, GCSD's lap another, and Twainhart another, would kind of be clunky and cumbersome. And, you know, so anyway, we'll work out those details.
We'll sure.
Be informed.
Yeah, when they get here, we will. So, yeah, so that's the only thing I didn't mention, I think. Not expected to do that today. Step two. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the support.
Thanks.
Anything else from you, Pete?
No, I'm done. My voice is about to drop out. Lucky you.
were you yelling yesterday or something?
No,
or
I got. I don't know. I don't. I never get sick.
Yeah.
I had, you know, a fever and and other sore throat and other things. So I'm just playing it safe, staying away.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We'd like to have you here. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Rather, but there is funky stuff going around, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hate to give everybody a Merry Christmas gift, you know?
Yes.
If you're not careful, it can turn into laryngitis.
Oh boy, I had that a couple of times. That is exciting. When you go to talk and nothing comes out. Mike loved it.
Thank you for your patience. I'm done.
Okay.
Thanks.
Me too.
Right. So
me too.
Move on to item B, which is proclamations. First one is going to be in recognition of Anthony Trujillo for his 15 years of service to the Groveland Community Services District. And John, we will, yeah, that's amazing.
Yes, 15 years is a huge thing for us to see that kind of longevity here, you know. It's what you always want from the company, is people will be here for a long time and enjoy it and want to be here. So, but Anthony came on, he was our meter reader. He's in the treatment department now. I'm pretty sure he was, out of everybody that's read meters, he read them longer, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he was stuck in that. He could probably still remember people's numbers too, off their meters from when he did it. He has a really good brain for the number thing, but he did well up there. He was great on the meter reading. He started learning the, you know, distribution repairs and sewer line repairs and all that, but he took his his mind into the water treatment and wastewater treatment, and he likes numbers and he likes the routine. He really excelled in that department, and we're going to be using his knowledge of AWS for the next 3 months. So, yeah, you know, he's a great asset here and dedicated employee, and hopefully we get another 15 years out of him.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Alrighty, the second one is recognition of Janice Kwiatkowski for her 7 years of service to the Groveland Community Services District.
Woohoo!
Came on just right before me.
Like, right, she came on right after me.
Yeah, it was like boom, boom, boom. The three of us, like the little dominoes falling or something.
We're still slugging it out here.
Yeah, so far so good.
Awesome.
Now she's taking on this last post step. It's like we appreciate everything that you've done.
Thank you very much. Now, if I can stay straightened out, I'll be fine, right? I have no more bending tricks. I have nothing else to be fused. and I just plan on sticking around, walking a straight line.
We hope you get well real soon.
Real soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, not quite a second. Be in that healing position, but at least you're on the other side of the surgery, so that's all good.
Yes.
Surgeries.
That's right.
Yeah. This one is one, it's just been 1 month and 2 days. And 11 fusions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Insane. Okay, it's like is recognition of Director Robert Swan for his 11 years of service to the Community Services
District. What a redundancy here. You already did this one back in July, which was really 11 years ago. I was appointed. I think my first meeting was probably, I think it was sworn in July. I think I want to go.
I would get it already.
Just a couple months ago.
I was thinking so too. And I kind of thought the same thing with Anthony, and I thought, man, has time just flown that much that a year's gone by?
And it goes by that fast.
Seems like it's
this wasn't
not that fast.
That was 11 years. This is still 11 years.
Okay, yeah. I'll have to look because I have it on the website as December. So maybe there's just a difference between higher.
I was appointed in June, and I think I was sworn in July, maybe August.
Okay. We will look into that. So
we'll just go ahead and comment on this with your 11.5.
We appreciate you pointing that out. You're still on your game.
You deserve a couple.
Hoping there was a budget like Bob.
Or a ton of other minutia. You know, that it's like.
Minutia.
I learned something word for
every meeting.
Oh,
it's been good.
You're the man, Bob.
All righty.
You're welcome.
Okay, we shall move along here to the consent.
The consent now.
There we go. So,
thanks, guys.
You stay up there, gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
I just spelled my name.
I'll tell you what I'm really good at.
Bob, we question another piece of that. That's, we just asked for the government for the
Bob
Swan. And second. So if you want to call the vote.
Yes. It was moved by Director Swan and seconded by Director Armstrong to approve the consent calendar. I will now call for the vote. Director Moore.
Yes.
Director Kwiatkowski.
Yes.
Director Armstrong.
Yes.
Director Edwards.
Aye.
And Director Swan.
Aye.
And the motion passes.
Not all five of us. We haven't all five been there for a while.
No.
For almost
Huh.
All righty. So we have no old business. So we'll move on to the current discussion and action items. A, which is an adoption of a resolution amending the purchasing, contracting, and procurement policy, section 409.5, to tie bid limits to current state law and remove the reference to bidding for maintenance work.
B, I know you're listening. Are you wanting me to just go over this real quick? I know
that would be Fantastic. I can answer any questions if there are any board questions.
Straightforward policy amendment. We're just needing to update things to stay current with state law. And he has attached the chart changes in the policy to remove the reference to the bidding for maintenance work. And then there's also a department head purchasing limits from $1,000 to $3,000.
If I may back up just 1 second, there's a resolution in the consent report. Do we need to actually vote on the resolution?
No. It's in the consent calendar because you guys already voted on that policy back in July. And so if you approve the consent calendar, it would
just want to make sure, just because it's a resolution.
Yeah. Thank you.
We haven't talked about that before. I should have just mentioned that, though.
Yeah, there was just a few minor changes in this contracting and procurement policy, just to stay current with the state laws.
To adopt resolution
36-2024,
amending the purchase contracting and procurement policy section, totaling only 0.5. Tie bid limits to current state law and to the move the weapons maintenance.
Second.
Okay.
It was moved by Director Irvin, also public comment.
Yes. Do we have any? We have no public comment in here. Anything online?
I'm just going to let you know that the definition of maintenance continues to evolve. The state of California is trying to push, in many cases, almost every project to be subject to competitive bidding, and things like painting projects. Painting is considered construction, but yet, replacing a fire hydrant is an existing fire hydrant is maintenance. So painting is construction, yet replacing a fire hydrant is maintenance. So I'll just assure you that as we go forward, every project we check with legal counsel now to make sure that, that it truly, there's no case law that changes the definition of a project from maintenance to construction. So I think we're good and safe with this. This is a recommendation of counsel to make the changes.
Wow, you think it'd be construction the first time they painted it, but the second time it'd be maintenance.
The painting unions did a good job.
I guess so. Well, yeah. Good for them. Can somebody help me try to figure out how to get my little box back on the screen again? I don't know where it went. It disappeared.
Us? You can't see us.
I can see you. Can you see me?
Yeah, we can see you.
Oh, okay. I just can't see me anymore. So that's fine.
What are the view options you have to?
Okay.
Like gallery.
Oh, there we are.
Okay. So it was moved by Director Sloan, seconded by Director Armstrong to approve Resolution 36-2024, amending the purchasing, contracting, and procurement policy section 409.5 to tie bid limits to current state law and remove the reference to bidding for maintenance work. I'll now call for the vote with Director Mora.
Yes.
Director Kwiatkowski?
Yes.
Director Armstrong?
Yes.
Director Edwards?
Aye.
And Director Swan?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
All right. Moving on to item number B.
Let's see.
Adoption of a resolution approving the downtown rural and Big Oak Flat water distribution improvements, phase one, and authorizing the general manager to permit public bidding.
Okay, so we are all very aware of this project for years now, and we are in the current state where we need to, we're in contract and everything, and they have very strict guidelines on the schedule. So we need to get this public bidding out on the street by January. I think it was January 7th specifically. And so Brendan and Alfonso have been working on this specifications, the plans and specifications. They should have them to us by this week. And then we are ready to hit the street for bidding. So we just need that approval from you guys for each author of that.
I move to adopt resolution 37-2024, approving the downtown Groveland Big Oak Flat water distribution improvements, phase one, and authorizing the general manager to permit public bidding.
I'll second.
Pete, did you want to jump in there with anything? Or, I mean, you kind of touched basically on the Caltrans right-of-ways and stuff like that. You already touched. You're good. Okay, perfect. Just ask a couple
comments. Yep. Any public comment from no public
comment? It was moved by Director Edwards and seconded by Director Armstrong to adopt Resolution 37-2024, approving the downtown Groveland Big Oak Flat water distribution improvements, phase one, and authorizing the general manager to promote public bidding. Now call for the vote. Director Moore.
Aye.
Director Kwiatkowski.
Aye.
And Director Armstrong.
Aye.
Director Edwards.
Aye.
And Director Swan.
Aye.
And the motion carries.
We move on to item number C, which is adoption of a resolution declaring certain district property surplus and authorizing the sale of equipment by public bidding process through government deals.
Okay, so we normally do this annually or as needed to declare a surplus, and it was brought to my attention from Julie and Andy that we had a few of the listed items in the attachment that they wanted to put up with. Or as an option, and utilized Gutfields last year for the first time, and we were much more successful using this auction surplus platform than we ever have. And so we would like to go ahead and list these items. If the board approves it, Andy will in contact with Gutfields and list everything as quickly as he can. There are some items on there that are too big to determine. Those are all very old items that have been stored in Conex for I don't even know how many years. We don't know what the value is, and I don't know. Well, we just got them listed last Friday. We don't really have a value of those, so that's kind of that's why they're to be determined.
Just trying to figure out where to buy a desk phones.
Yeah,
value is zero.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But I can't get support for them. That's why we don't have.
Well, that's exactly why we don't have them. We went to the hotel.
Okay. I will move that we approve resolution 38-2024 declaring certain district property surplus and authorizing the sale of equipment by public bidding process on gov deals.
That's it. Get it out of the board.
I second that motion.
Was that Spence?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any public comment on this item?
Okay, it was moved by Director Mora and seconded by Director Edwards to approve resolution 38-2024 declaring certain district property surplus and authorizing the sale of equipment by public bidding process on gov deals. I will now call for the vote. Director Mora?
Aye.
Director Kwiatkowski?
Aye.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Edwards?
Aye.
And Director Swan?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Which means we can move on to item number D, the adoption of a resolution of intention to approve an amendment to the contract between the Board of Administration, California Public Employees Retirement System, and the Board of Directors of the Groveland Community Services District.
Okay, so this one, Michelle would normally be here to report on this item because she's very, very familiar with it, but the basics that I can deliver to you are this was part of the MOU that was adopted back in October. And she stated that there was going to be one of three, or this is two of three resolutions that we have to follow CalPERS procedures to, in order to adopt what was referenced in the MOU.
Which was eliminating the 2.5% contribution towards the employer payments, which
yes.
Was left over from when they bailed the district out about 10 years ago.
Did that make sense?
I think we talked about this several times.
Yeah.
This is just, we'll be seeing this again.
One more time.
We have to follow the CalPERS procedure.
I move to adopt resolution 39-24, 2024, authorizing the resolution of intention to amend the contract between the Board of Administration, California Public Employees Retirement System, and the Board of Directors of the Groveland Community Services District.
And I will second that motion.
Okay. Any public comment on this one?
Can I real quick?
Sure.
For some reason, I'm lost on this item. This is just to sell the surplus vehicles, right? In other items.
Wait, are you going back to the previous item?
No. Which one am I on? Which one am I supposed to be on?
Yeah. D. Pass that one. We're on item 6D.
Okay, and that's on page.
58.
Okay, so hold on for just a second. Okay, so do we have? I didn't read this one last night. Do we have a contract between the Board of Administration, California Public Employees Retirement, and the Board of Directors, Groveland Community Service Districts? Now, we don't have a retirement plan, correct?
Not for the board. This is for the district.
Okay.
We contract on, I mean, it has, we're the governing agency of the district. This is for the employees' PERS plan.
Okay, got it. So it's not a retirement, employees retirement system and the board of directors of the Groveland Community Service District.
Our involvement is just approving now.
Right. We are the district for contractual. So we're approving this. We're approving the intention to modify the contract with this one. And I think the next one we actually approve the contract. Next month, but this is just we are the governing body, and so we're the people that are approving this contract modification with CalPERS.
Okay,
but it's not, it's on behalf of the employees of the district, not us.
Okay, it just reads very weird.
All of them have read very weird.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah. And with CalPERS, you just take their form and
put it in your template and move along.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You good then, Janice?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
I think I already did that.
That was Janice. Okay. It was moved by Director Armstrong and seconded by Director Edwards to adopt Resolution 39-2024, authorizing the resolution of intentions to amend the contract between the Board of Administration, California Public Employees Retirement System, and the Board of Directors of the Groveland Community Services District. And I will now call for the vote. Director Mora?
Aye.
Director Kwiatkowski?
Yes.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Edwards?
Aye.
And Director Slim?
Aye.
And the motion carries unanimously.
Right. Moving on to item E, adoption of a resolution authorizing the general manager to submit an application to FEMA assistant to the firefighter grant program for the replacement of the
systems.
That's what I stumbled on. Of the replacement of the district's 2009 Type 1 fire engine.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, Travis, Captain Chen, reported that before he left today with his fire stop report. We just placed it lower on the agenda because we had everything already in order, and he called us Friday afternoon and asked if he could go ahead and attempt to apply for a new engine. So
I move to approve Resolution 40-2024, authorizing General Manager to submit an application to FEMA assistance to firefighter grant program for the replacement of the district's 2009 Type 1 engine. Fire.
Segment.
That would be so cool if we did this.
Yeah.
Party. Any public comment on
this one?
Other than wouldn't it be wonderful?
Okay, showing none, it was moved by Director Armstrong and seconded by Director Swan to approve Resolution 40-2024, authorizing the General Manager to submit an application to FEMA Assistance to Firefighter Grant Program for the replacement of the district's 2009 Type 1 fire engine. And I will now call for the vote with Director Mora.
Aye.
Director Kwiatkowski.
Aye.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Edwards?
Aye.
And Director Sun?
Aye.
And the motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Pete, what is the outcome of our fire engine from the county since nothing passed?
As far as
we get to keep it for how long, or
they haven't gotten back to us on it.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll hear something soon.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, we're going to have a closed session for two different items. The first item is a conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation, Government Code Section 54956.9D1, Groveland Community Services District versus the County of Hualmi, et al., case number C of the 66645. The second item is item B, a conference with legal counsel on anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D2, final case. Do you have any public comment before we go into closed session?
None.
Okay, so then we will now go into closed session at 11:13.
So, can I ask? Oh, man.
Okay, just
I wanted to ask a question while we were still not being recorded.
We are out of closed session at 11:46 with nothing
to report.
To report.
No report
left. No report left from this session. Okay.
Adjourn?
Yes.
So, okay. Nobody else has anything? We'll adjourn. 11:46.
Wow, I anticipated a much longer meeting.